This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. I'm talking today with Dr. Maurice Sanderson in Los Angeles. Dr. Sanderson is a nuclear scientist who has quit his fine job with General Electric in San Jose and who now is living 5 days a week out of a suitcase in a hotel and office in Los Angeles, where he is deeply involved in the civil rights struggle. Dr. Sanderson, what made you leave your job in General Electric and commit your life to this struggle for the rights of the underdog?
Well, it was a personal response that I made based upon a personal conviction and personal desire, really, to see what I might be able to contribute in the cause of justice in our day. One can't survey this news that comes over the TV and radio and not come to the conclusion that injustice reigns supreme. And I think it's part of the human pilgrimage to do something about this.
Who's inspired you to do this?
Well, there are a number of people, but I think the most profound influence on my life has been the reading and study I have done of such men as Albert Schweitzer and Martin Buber, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and, of course, the entire religious perspective that I hold.
When did you leave General Electric?
I left for the first time about a year ago to work with the Presbyterian churches in the state of California on a housing issue that was popular here in California last fall. I spent about 7 months in that campaign and visited nearly 200 churches during the course of the summer.
Well, this housing issue was to stop discrimination in housing. And I understand that you were on the losing side, weren't you?
We were, although I think we accomplished an educational mission, and it was a thrill to see the moral voice of the church expressed loudly on a political issue.
And when that was over, what did you do?
I returned to my job in General Electric and worked there until very recently, when I've now terminated my employment to work full-time in this movement. I will be directing the efforts of the Council of Churches in the civil rights movement here in Southern California, in the immediate future at least.
And what sort of thing do you think you can do?
If each of us would take, in our own minds, a fair purchasing pledge and spend our purchasing dollars with those industries and for those products of industries that are working toward the elimination of racial discrimination in employment, are working positively and affirmatively in programs of job training, we can put our muscle, this, whatever it is, individually, in a collective muscle toward a constructive new society. I'm trying to say that economic exploitation, such as it is practiced by those who discriminate, can be brought to zero almost immediately if we use the language of the secular world, which is dollars. This is what counts in our society. We either make a profit or lose.
Dr. Sanderson, you're going to lead the churches to an economic boycott of those who exploit the poor?
Well, you use the word boycott, and this is an emotionally ridden word. I like to think in positive terms, and I used the word fair purchasing pledge. And this is one of the very simple ways that I can suggest that all of us can contribute, and I think it speaks the language in its most forceful terms. This would eliminate economic exploitation of persons more rapidly than anything else I know of.
Dr. Maurice Sanderson, nuclear scientist, now a leader in the struggle for civil rights. This is Eric Robinson in Los Angeles, your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is produced by the Methodist Church in association with the National Council of Churches. Presented in the public interest by this station.